Once upon a time, and also in the near future, book burning was and will be a dangerous part of our lives. At least that's what I think.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just finished reading part one in the book Fahrenheit 451 by Ray Bradbury, and I think I have started to go a little crazy.
I have read the book too. It takes you a bit to comprehend what the author is really trying to say. What did you think of it?
It was difficult to understand, but overall it was very intriguing. My name is Victoria.
And my name is Amaya. And today, we are going to be discussing the first part of Fahrenheit 451.
When I was little, I was very afraid of dogs. Whenever I got near a dog, I would get really nervous. One day, I was at my friend's house, and her dog started playfully chasing me. I was super scared and ran away, but then the dog cornered me. I waited for him to bite me, but instead he just licked my hand and wagged his tail. This helped me be more aware that most dogs do not want to hurt you, unlike what I previously thought. In Guy Montag's case, it was the opposite. He thought that the firefighters were doing what was right, but when he met Clarice, who showed him that firefighters were destroying precious books of knowledge, not useless pieces of paper, that didn't matter at all.
I still don't understand what your story has to do with the book.
Well, this incident taught me that although your conscience may say otherwise, you must be aware of what is going on around you so that you can understand and determine whether what is occurring is right or wrong.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that Montag had to be more aware of what was going on in his society in order to realize what they were doing to the community was wrong.
Exactly.
When I read the book, a character that stood out to me as someone who helped Guy be more aware of the society was the woman who wanted to stay in her house with the burning books. I think that helps Guy realize that there must be something important in books if people would die for them. Another character that stood out was Clarice, because...
Wait, remember, our listeners might not have read part one of Fahrenheit 451 yet, so let's give them a 30-second recap.
Oh yeah, okay, so... Once upon a time.
What? Once upon a time? That's not how it goes. Here, just let me start. In the near future, a man named Guy Montag was a fireman in a society. But unlike the current firemen, these people had very unique jobs to burn books. Anyone with books should have their houses put on fire so that all the books in their home burned into ashes.
Don't worry though, all houses were fireproof. Then, soon after, Montag met a peculiar girl, Clarice McClellan, living next door, who seemed to know much more than anyone else. She knew everything. She knew that houses were once flammable and that billboards used to be only 20 feet long. But most of all, she asked the question why instead of how, which was the question everyone else in her society asked.
The moment that Clarice really seems more than a little girl was when she asked Montag a question. In the text on page 7, it says, "Then she seemed to remember something and came back to look at him with wonder and curiosity. 'Are you happy?' she asked," she said. Until that point in the text, he was wearing happiness as a mask in front of others, but right then, he realized that happiness should be something you find within yourself.
As time goes on, Montag starts to wonder how his society came to be, and when he finally finds out the truth, he doesn't know what to think.
He uncovers that it wasn't the government, but the people who took out many things in society, claiming it was for the good of the people.
As I was saying earlier, the old lady who chose to stay with the burning books helped Montag be aware of the fact that there was something about books that people would die for. And another character that impacted him was Clarice, because she really helped him find the flaws in his society and be more curious.
So overall, the dystopian setting of the book is a new genre for me, and I think it is a little strange when an author from our past is writing a book on our future.
Yeah, but I think that some of the things he assumed about the future of his society are currently true in our society, too. He even mentioned things about how people are stuck to screens a lot, and he wrote the book in 1953. Boy, he doesn't even know how right he is.
Well, I think that the overall theme of the book was awareness, because there were many parts of the text that showed how innocent he was and how much he didn't know about his society. What do you think?
I completely agree with you. Clarice was the character in the book that really opened his eyes to all the things he was missing out on. And even though Clarice was claimed to be dead, I think that she will still play an important role in the turnout of this book.
It just seems so strange to me that no one in the society seemed to wonder why it was like that. In our society, people ask questions whenever they want to, but in the dystopian setting, it is very strange and out of the ordinary to wonder about things. It just seems wrong how Clarice had to bring Montag's attention to the fact that his society wasn't built as it should be.
For us, people are not afraid to speak up when they feel like something is wrong, and they try to make things right for the benefit of the community.
But in Montag's world, people are unaware of what is going on and decisions are made based on people who are too narrow-minded and draw negative meaning into simple things.
Exactly. The book shows how people in the society think that books violate equality within the people. But books were originally meant to educate people on different viewpoints. Who ever thought that expressing opinions through books disregards equality?
Yeah. On page 57, Beattie even says, "Colored people don't like Little Black Sambo. Burn it. White people don't feel good about Uncle Tom's Cabin. Burn it." People just think about themselves and make decisions about books without thinking about the hard work the author put in to write it. It's a free country, so everyone should have the opportunity to contribute to decision-making that happens in the community. That is why we should always be aware of what is going on around us and not be afraid to ask questions or speak our part. Well, now I know what the overall story is about, but some parts in the book are a little confusing. I was wondering where Clarice went. She doesn't seem like the type of person who would get run over by a car, you know?
Yeah, and I expected her to play a big role in the book. I mean, she was the one who convinced Montag to really analyze the way his society was built. I don't think she died in a car crash. Maybe her family got caught because they were stealing books or something, and they had to be sent away.
That is one thing that could have happened to her. In the book, when Montag asked Beattie about what happened to Clarice, he just talked about her family's past incidences and dodged the subject. I think he knows where she is.
Oh yeah, he did seem very suspicious in the book. I think that Beattie is very sly. I mean, I guess he would make a good leader though, because he seems to know more about the society than the others. He just doesn't have a good perspective. He thinks that firemen are doing everything they can to help the society, but he isn't really thinking about all the things he's doing wrong. The only character that has any hope of becoming good is Montag, and that's all because of Clarice. Hopefully she comes back soon, though. That is, if she isn't actually dead. I like her a lot.
Well, just because you like her doesn't mean she'll come back. As you have probably noticed, love is not a common theme in the book. No one ever cares about anyone else.
That's true. I was wondering why Montag is still married to Mildred if there's no love in the relationship.
Well, in the beginning of part one, when Montag realizes that he is unhappy, he seems as if he was trying to convince himself that there was love between him and Mildred. But I don't really think so. After Mildred's incident, she seems as if she does not understand Montag's feelings at all, even if he wanted to have a good relationship with Mildred.
Incident? What incident?
Don't you remember? In the beginning of the book, Mildred had swallowed too many pills and had basically died. When Montag took her to the hospital, she was brought back to life after they pumped new blood into her body.
Oh yeah, I remember Montag saying that she was like a whole different person. Now, she just seems greedy for money. But I wonder what she was like before. Was she really nice, or was she just as mean as right now?
Well, I don't think we will ever get to know what she was like. Maybe Montag truly did love her before. You never know. But I was wondering what made Mildred want to swallow those pills.
Well, Montag said that she probably forgot that she took the pills, and she just kept taking them over and over. That sounds like a pretty reasonable cause.
No, I don't think so. I think she ate them on purpose. Maybe she was depressed or stressed, and that was her way to cope. Or maybe she was just tired of life.
I wonder what it was like for her. I kind of feel bad now for saying that she doesn't understand Montag. Maybe she deserves to have a good, peaceful life after what she had been through before.
But I think Montag misses the old Mildred. Overall, I just think that Montag is really scared and overwhelmed, especially after Beatty's long talk.
Yeah, that was a really long rant. He just took off and he didn't land until he was all finished. But he did seem to know a lot of things. Since no one in the society seems to know what's wrong with it, I'm assuming that at one point, Beatty didn't know either.
I bet a fireman before him told him all of these things and he just passed it on.
I wonder what else he knows. What if he's hiding something? Like, maybe he knows something about the society that Montag doesn't. What if he's just not telling him because he likes it the way it is?
That seems like a very good inference. I think that their society as a whole just thinks very differently. As I said before, they are very narrow-minded and look at everything with a negative mindset. They only seem to care about themselves.
You're right. I think that technology could play a very big role on how selfish and unloving the environment is. Everything is so technologically advanced that the society is abandoned their social connections.
I mean, technology is educational, but the thing is, it's also addicting. TV shows can help us educate us about the world around us, but we are not always watching the Nature Channel or a cooking show.
I know that I watch TV for entertainment when I'm bored, and not really for educational purposes all the time. But after we got to know about the cell phone and the laptop, there really is no reason to meet up face to face with your friends anymore. Right now, during times of the pandemic, we're even able to do school online.
I think you're on the right track. I enjoy not having to get out of my safe house and still be able to go to school and see my friends. But if tech is what is impacting the culture of the dystopian society, then do you think it could impact ours?
Tech has changed a lot, and nowadays it's very necessary to have technology to survive. But as time goes on, our lifestyles also change.
Now I'm wondering if we continue to be addicted to screens, will our society turn out like Montag's?
That's a whole different story. Montag's society seems like a huge exaggeration of our society, so it might happen a long time from now, but not anytime soon. At least, that's what I think.
So overall, the book was very intriguing, and although we only discussed a few things about a few people, I think all the characters together make this book a very interesting and fun classic. We can discuss the other characters more in our next podcast.
Hopefully you learn to be aware of what is going on and not be as naive as Montag.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.